Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating the pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. And Robert Faciani, F-A-C-I-A-N-E. This goes to the VA. On 5/23/23, Mr. Faciani performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period, of PAVF impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Robert Faciani. This goes to the VA on 5/23/23. Mr. Faciani performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, Vermeer saturation was 96%, period. After ambulating 475 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%, period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Lindora Johnson. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 5/23/23, Mrs. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, Vermeer saturation was 97%, period. After walking 430 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 90%, period. No PAVF impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Patrick Watkins. This goes to Dr. Heather Black. On 5/23/23, Mr. Watkins performed pre- and post, performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, Vermeer saturation was 98%, period. After walking 459 meters, saturation was 96%, period. And PAVF impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rebecca Clark. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 5/23/23, Mrs. Clark performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction and no bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/16/22, there's been no change, period, no PAVF impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Elliot Cutler. This goes to the VA. On 5/23/23, Mr. Cutler performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's no airways obstruction noted, period. After bronchodilators, there was a normalization of forced vital capacity without change in flow rates, period. To PAVF impression, probable normal study with improved effort after bronchodilators. Next, 6-minute walk test on the same patient, Elliot Cutler. This goes to the VA. On 5/23/23, Mr. Cutler performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the Vermeer saturation was 96%, period. After walking 371 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%, period. No PAVF impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.